各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。我要问，上个礼拜你有参来听这个课的，请举手。好，请放下。哎，你们回家有没有念阿弥陀佛？有没有发愿要去西方极乐世界？好，那太好了，因为今天我会。OK， 因为今天会跟大家讲说，为什么单单只念十声佛去西方极乐世界之后，那个力道不够。等一下，我今天会把这个地方特别跟大家说出来。
Today I want to focus on, we usually say chanting the Buddha's name 10 times, we will go to the Pure Land. Today I want to focus on how come just by chanting 10 times is not going to get you anywhere.
上个礼拜你们受手上的这个讲义哈，服了48愿，你们有被那48个愿吓到了
？All of you got the printout of the 48 vows last week. Did that frighten you after you read those 48 vows?
有没有？被吸引了。
Actually, we were not frightened away. We were actually deeply attracted.And also, we just marveled so much of it.
有没有人对佛所发的愿，甚至于怀疑说，真的有一个西方极乐世界吗？你们有没有这样的一个怀疑的心
？Anybody has doubt in his or her mind that even though the Amitabha Buddha made the vows, is there such a place called the Pure Land?
有没有人这样的怀疑
？Anybody has
有怀疑的，有怀疑的举手看看。
Anybody has doubt?
他们没有听懂哈，好，哦。
So, any one of you, after you read those 48 vows, any one of you, ever doubted the existence of such a pure land, even though Amitabha Buddha made the 48 vows? Any one of you has any doubt over that pure land? Please raise your hand.
好。我今天要讲一句话，让你要对这个佛说的话有信心。在《金刚经》里面，我想可能菩萨里面有人有在念《金刚经》哈，《金刚经》里面有一句话，他说：“须菩提啊，如来是真语者，真正的真；真语者，实语者，实在实；如语者，不狂语者，不欲语者。”意思是如来说的都是真实的话，而且这些48个愿是如。法藏比丘在印地发的愿，他每一个愿不成就，我誓不成佛。而且释迦牟尼佛告诉我们，介绍我们在西方有一个这样的极乐世界，而且这尊佛的佛名也有了，国名也有了，庄严度都有了。你为什么要怀疑
？Okay, I want to first start with what is said in the Diamond Sutra about.The reality and truth of the 48 vows, and also about how deeply we should believe in the Buddha. Because this Diamond Sutra said, Tathagata is the one who speaks of things as they are, speaks what is true, and speaks in accordance with reality. And Tathagata does not speak deceptively.Just to please people. So this is why we should believe in the Buddha. And the second one is Fa Zhang Bichiu made the vows, made the 48 vows. His vow is, if all these things are not realized, then I won't attain perfect enlightenment. And the third one is,All these 48 vows are actually introduced by Shakyamuni Buddha himself in the sutra. After all these, I've uttered all these three characteristics. And so I want you to understand today specifically the splendid and excellent characteristics of these 48 vows.
所以我今天第一个事情一定要让你有信心。当然对佛说的话有信心，对法师，老师今天跟大家分享的东西要有信心。
So today the first thing I want to do is to get you to have faith. Just to have faith in whatever I'm going to say today, especially in whatever the Buddha says.
好，这个信心有了之后呢，我们才有因缘可以往下讲，不然的话你会觉得听起来半信半疑。因为这个信心非常的重要，包括我们讲说十念可以往生西方极乐世界，重点也要有信，没有信心是去不了的。
So today I want to trigger the faith in you in order for us all of us to go on. Otherwise if you only half believe and half don't believeYou're not going to get anywhere. And the faith I said, is said very clearly in the vow, 18. It says that, you need to chant the Buddha's name 10 times, but with joy and faith. Otherwise, you're not going to get to go to the Buddha land. So the important thing is you need to have faith.
好，所以现在我要回来问你们，你们有信心吗？对佛说的话有信心吗？
Let me ask you, do you have faith in whatever the Buddha says?
要有信心。好，第二个事情，请你们我们翻开来讲义来看一下，你们手上的那一份讲义。
So let's turn to the 48 vows in your hand.
大家稍微看一下，我们讲义有几个配举哈，从第一个愿到第48个愿，都有四个字是重复出现的，不晓得你没有发现那四个字。
Okay, there is a four-word expression. There's an expression in all of these vows that has repeated constantly. Have you ever found that special, heavily repeated verse?
哦，最前面有舍我得佛，这我得佛，对不对？那最后面呢？最后面呢？看到吗？不取正觉。
So it always starts with if when I attain Buddhahood, and also always ends with may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
所以你看到你看这个东西要这样子看，就是看到前面是舍我得佛的时候怎么怎么怎么不取正觉，所以每一个愿都是这样发的时候，到虽然他现在是成佛，表示每一个愿都是实现的。
So inEvery single vow, if it starts with, if, when I attain Buddhahood, and ends with, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. The fact is that Amitabha Buddha already attained Buddhahood.
所以今天呢，前面我想舍我得佛这几个字你们应该了解，哈。可是今天我要 focus 在不取正觉这四个字。
I believe all of you will understand perfectly.What it means by if when I attain Buddhahood. So I'd like to focus on may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
我先问大家，你会成佛吗？
So let me ask you, do you believe that you will ever attain Buddhahood?
请举手我看看。
Please raise your hand.
哦，好，不错，好，请放下。
That's great.
OK, 好，我们来讲这个不取正觉这四个字，其实它有几个 level 的。
So there are a few levels of understanding in this expression, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
第一个层次是他没有听闻到佛法，从来没听过佛法的人，他不知道怎么成佛，叫不知成佛。
So the first level is for those who have never heard Buddha Dhamma. So that kind of people will never understand Buddhahood. So...I don't think that kind of people will ever attain perfect enlightenment.
因为他不晓得什么是佛嘛，所以也没通过听，没有听过佛，所以他不知成佛。
So that kind of people really don't know what is a Buddha. So I don't think that kind of people will achieve Buddhahood.
第二个层次是听到佛法了，但是他发不起心来，所以是不敢成佛。
The second level is after the people heard Buddha Dhamma. That kind of people cannot initiate the Bodhi mind in them. Then that kind of people will never attain Buddhahood either.
什么叫不敢发起大心？我们谈的是所谓的大圣佛法。什么叫大圣佛法？ 就是要发菩提心嘛。什么叫菩提心？
So what does it mean by to make great vow? Since what we are talking about is Mahayana Buddhism, the entire Mahayana Buddhism centers on the Bodhi mind.
所以发不起大心来，他当然不敢成佛。
So if a person cannot initiate, cannot make that kind of great vow, so that kind of people will not have the courage to become a Buddha.
因为成佛要自利利他，要利一切众生，而且要生生世世的要利益一切众生呢，不为自己，所以这个他就不敢成佛了。
So what is a Buddha? What the Buddha does is the Buddha always thinks of the benefit of other people and on the side also benefit himself.
好，第三个 level 是听到佛法了，也相信有佛了，可是觉得说，哎呀，我是个凡夫众生嘛，烦烦恼恼了，我怎么可能成佛呢？所以他要叫他发心成佛，哎，那也是很难的。
So the third level is the kind of people who heard Buddha Dhamma and believe in Buddha Dhamma. But when it comes to initiate the Buddha mind, that kind of people said to himself, I'm such a ordinary sentient being and I'm having so many sufferings and vexations. How can I ever become a Buddha?
好，第四个层次是我们也修行了，但是呢 也知道有佛了，但是自己功夫不够，发现自己成不了佛，这是第四个 level。
The fourth kind of level is the kind of people who already initiated the mind to be a Buddha but never really practice enough. So even if that kind of people want to become a Buddha, that kind of people will never attain Buddhahood.
但是我们在看，我们在陆陆续讲了几个大菩萨的愿的时候，普贤菩萨行愿，发大愿大行，观世音菩萨大行大愿，地藏菩萨大行大愿，甚至法藏比丘大行大愿，他们的愿是不满月不成佛，他就是誓不成佛，就是所谓的不取正觉。
So let's look at, first look at a few of the Bodhisattvas who made great vows. Bodhisattva Samantagabra was known to make vows of practice, his 10 great vows. And
观世音菩萨。
观世音 Bodhisattva, she also made great vows of great practice.
地藏菩萨。
And Earth-stored Bodhisattva also initiated great vows to rescue sentient beings. And with this special sutra, Fa Zhang Bhikkhu also made great vows to start to attain Buddhahood.
所以这个不起正觉意思就是这样子哦，我发了大愿大行，我一定要成佛。
So what does it mean by attain perfect enlightenment? It means you first need to make big vows. The vow of, if I don't make great vows, if I don't practice well, then I will never attain Buddhahood.
好，所以我要问菩萨们了，你是哪一个层次？
So let's reflect on ourselves. Which level do you belong to?
你是不知成佛吗？不会吧，不是吧，对不对？
Are you the kind of people that never heard of attaining Buddhahood?
不是嘛，齁。
No.
你也是不敢成佛吗？
Are you the kind of people that don't have courage to become a Buddha?
有没有要发心成佛？
Anybody
发心成佛？
Already made great vows to become a Buddha. Please raise your hands.
发心成佛有没有？有。
Raise your hands.
好。好，有没有人说担心我成不了佛，有没有？
Anybody worry that, hey, I don't think I will ever become a Buddha.
有没有人发心说不取正觉，不法不不成佛，不取正觉，有没有人这样发这样心，像佛菩萨这个愿，有没有？还没有，我一定会成佛的，举手。
Anybody said that? If and this and this, I won't attain Buddhahood. Or anybody already made very strong vow that I will attain Buddhahood?
我跟大家分享，我开始准备这个的时候，我每天发愿，我是一定要去成佛的。
So let me share.
我每天告诉佛菩萨，我是一定要去成佛的。
Let me share with you, every day when I make preparation for this Dharma talk, I always tell myself, I will become a Buddha.
要有这样的愿心呢，我一定要去成佛的。
So please make this kind of vow that.I will definitely become a Buddha.
OK, 好，你们现在可不可以赶紧把合掌来，在佛前发个愿，说我一定要去成佛。
So, join your hands together and make the vow in front of the Buddha. Definitely, I will become a Buddha. Let's do it together.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank
you. 我想今天这个愿发下去很不可思议，非常的不可思议哈。我为什么要跟大家讲？等一下我往后讲，在讲四十八愿的时候，这个佛菩萨的这个。法藏比丘发愿之后，这个阿弥陀佛极乐世界它是这么的殊胜，只要你发心，而且你发愿，而且你真正的修行去它的极乐世界之后呢，它的修行的方式不再是娑婆世界这个三起百劫的方式了，不是的。
So thank you for making this vow, and you will realize later on that the vows you make today are going to be incredibleAfter you make this kind of vow, when you go to the Pure Land, and the practice you make when you get there, it's not something. It's going to get you to the Pure Land and the place. After you make such a vow, it's going to speed up.The process of you becoming Buddhahood. Otherwise, without this vow, you probably have to practice thousands and thousands of years.
好，上个礼拜我们讲这个四十八愿，我们把它分类了。我已经把它分类了嘛，哈。第一个，我们讲说，所有四十八愿可以分成三大类。第一大类叫做法身愿，就是它描述这个阿弥陀佛他这个法身的愿，有三个愿。我们想，我们大家可以看一下你的讲义。在第十二个愿、十三个愿跟第十七个愿。
So last week I put all the 48 vows into three categories, and the first category concerns the vow of Dharmakaya, and is the vow 12, vow 13, and vow 17.
十二个愿是讲说，这尊阿弥陀佛呢，他是无量光，发生无化无量光。十三愿是无量寿，十七愿是十方世界的诸佛呢都会称扬赞叹我的这个佛国净土。
So vow 12 talks about Amitabha Buddha of infinite light. Vow 13 talks about infinite life, and vow 17 talks about.All the Buddhas in the 10 directions will come to praise and glorify the Buddha's name.
也因为这十七个月，所以我们现在才有因缘在娑婆世界听到释迦牟尼佛跟我们介绍阿弥陀佛极乐世界这么殊胜庄严。
And because of these vows, that's why we, all of us who live in the Sangha world, will have, or have the opportunity.To listen to what Shakyamuni Buddha said in these 48 vows.
好，这是一个叫法身愿嘛，好，另外有两个愿在31愿跟32愿，大家翻一下。
And the other two are vow 31 and vow 32.
31这个愿是国土清净愿，它的国土里面非常非常的清净，像一个镜子一样。非常的清净，叫国土清净愿。
Vow 31 is the vow of very clear and splendid land. So the land is like a clear mirror that can make true reflections.
所以这个愿它可以照见一切无量佛国净土，所以这是叫国土清净愿，三十一个愿。
So vow 31 says that This pure land is going to be able to illuminate all the lands in 10 directions.
第三十二个愿是国土延世愿，就是我们在阿弥陀经里面描述的西方极乐世界是什么七宝琉璃呀、啊、七宝池、八功德水啊，什么七宝行树啊等等等等，这个叫国土延世愿。
Vow 32nd is the vow of the magnificent manifestations of treasures and fragrance. So in that land is beautifully decorated of all the jewels of trees, and also the ponds and everywhere is full of beautiful jewels and fragrance.
所以这三十一跟三十二愿叫净土愿嘛，哈。除了这五个愿之外的其他四十三个愿，重录叫众生愿，众生。
So vow 31 and 32 are the vows of pure land.And all the other vows actually deal with and concern sentient beings.
好，那现在呢，这四十三个愿里面呢，我们先看第一个愿，讲说，直到到我的国中里面就没有三恶道的众生了。
So among those 43 vows, let's take a look at vow 1. It says, In my land there will be no hell and no realm of hungry spirit.And no animals.
那第二个愿就是说，你到我国中之后呢，你就不会，你的修行就会往上，而不会往下，不会到所谓的三恶道。
So vow second says that after you reach pure land, that you will only go upward instead of falling right back down into the evil realms.
第三个愿呢，就是生是一到国中的话，所有的人跟天。全部身都是金色的，金色。
And vow 3 says, once you reach the pure land, humans and devas will all be in gold color.
然后第四个愿是，到我的国中以后，没有不一样，全部一样，形色好丑，全部都是一样的，长得都一样的庄严。
Vow 4 says, everybody in that pure land are of the same appearance. There is no so-called of good-looking or bad-looking.
然后下面从5、6、7、8、9、10这六个愿叫做六神通愿。你一到我的国中之后就有这个六神通。
From Vow 5 to Vow 10, all those six vows tell about the supernatural power.Once you get to the pure land, you are going to have all those six supernatural powers.
上礼拜我们讲到这个地方，对吗？是。
That's where we ended last week.
所以这样有没有有点吸引你们要去西方极乐世界？有吗
？So are you attracted to go to the pure land?
好，现在呢，今天我要先 jump 一下，我要先跳一下，我要先把十八、十九、二十个愿这三个愿先讲。
So today, I'm going to jump right into vow 18, vow 19, and vow 20.
第十八个愿呢，也称为佛的本愿。
And vow 18 is the Buddha's fundamental vow.
因为我们现在都认为说，我只要念十声阿弥陀佛的名号，就可以去西方极乐世界。就是根据这个愿，第十八个愿。可是我们要来细看一下。
So, we heard all the time that as long as we chant the Buddha name 10 times, then we'll go to the pure land. And that kind of saying is based on vow 18. So let's take a close look at vow 18.
好，我们念一下那个问。他说：“设我得佛，十方众生自心信乐，欲生我国。”乃至十念，若不生者，不取正觉，唯除忤逆、诽谤正法的。
Vow 18 says, If, when I attain Buddhahood, sentient beings in the lands of the 10 quarters, who sincerely and joyfully entrust themselves to me, desire to be born in my land, and call my name even 10 times, should not be born there.May I not attain perfect enlightenment? Excluded, however, are those who commit the 5 gravest offenses and abuse the right dharma.
我要问这个愿哪些字是对你很吸引的字？
Which part of this vow is most attractive to you?
哪个地方？十愿，对吗？ 十念，对不对？是
so,
是十念的举手。
Ten times. If the ten times attract you, please raise your hand.
哦，好，请放下。嘿、hey, ，我们都认为哈，我只要到时候好好的念上十念就可以去了嘛，哈。
So we believe that as long as I can just hold fast to the Buddha name and chant ten times, then I can go to the Pure Land. Is that so?
OK， 那只要我把这个愿呢，我们重新再我把它念说，设我得佛十方众生劝不到，乃至十念若不生者，不取正解，可不可以这样子？
So let's rewrite the vow into one out of ten Buddhahoods, sentient beings, and lands of the ten quarters.
乃至十念
Chant my name even ten times. Should not be born there. May I attain perfect enlightenment. Is that still attractive? Is that so?
是这样子吗？哇，你们知道有几个字很重要的字才可以看到了吗？
Yes.
要自心信乐，而且欲生无国。
So, what is missing there? The part is sincerely and joyfully entrust themselves to me and desire to be born in my land.
所以这样看懂了吗？这个愿，你看这八个字在前面呢，这个八个字非常重要，要自心全心全意的相信，而且欢喜，然后要发愿想要去我的国，你十念才有办法去耶。你不是说随便念个十念就去了，不是这样子的。
Now, do you understand it right now?
现在懂了吗？
You see, the most important part is actually sincerely and joyfully entrust themselves to me and desire to be born in my land. It's not that you just haphazardly chant ten times and then you can go to the Buddha land.
这样懂了吗？所以我说十念往生齁。十念往生第一个你一定要相信嘛，你一定要相信有一个这样的，不然你要去哪里啊？你说我十念要念去哪里？你一定要相信有一个这样的国，而且欢喜要去，而且要想去耶。你没有那个欲，没有想去，你会要去哪里？所以这些都是重要的因素，不是随便念十念就去的了。
So the important message there of the chanting ten times is actually first you have to have belief in it, second you have to be joyfulin doing that, and third is you definitely need the desire to go there.
所以这个愿叫做三根普受愿，就是上中下，上品中品下品全部三根普受。
So this vow is called
上中下品。
Okay, doesn't matter whether you belong to the upper root or the medium root or the lower root.Doesn't matter whatever route you are, then you will uphold these ten, uphold the Buddha's name ten times.
其实你们知道有九品莲花对吗？九品莲花就是表示我们中品、上品、下品有三各三品，就是九品莲花嘛。所以这个基本上十念去是对下品下生的菩萨讲的。
So all of us know the lotus flowers of nine grades. So there is the three different levels in the top grade, three different levels in the medium grade, and three different levels in the lower grade. So to chant ten times and then you will go to the Buddha land actually is directed toward the people of the lower grades.
你们知道去西方极乐世界不是全部都是莲花化身的，我们都听到说西方都是莲花化身嘛，哈。可是你有没有听过它会胎生的
？So, all of those who have the luck to go to the Pure Land, how are they born? Are they all born by transformation? Have you ever heard of born in the state of embryonic state.
有没有听过？有没有听过？
Have you ever heard that?
是下品下生的菩萨到西方极乐世界的时候，他是在胎里面，而且这个他生长那个胎啊，那个莲胎，他是在西方极乐世界的边地，边地啊，就旁边的那个边地，而且是五百世见不到佛哎。
OK，
这样听懂吗？可是要是你是精进用功深信而且发菩提心，等一下我们往下讲， 你是发愿要去，而且是我一定要去的，是这么清楚的去。你好好的精进念佛，其实你十品、你九品是根据你念佛的用功程度。因为去西方极乐世界，只靠阿弥陀佛愿力，这是他力，可是他是他力跟自力共存一起去的。你要自力多念佛，莲花不同的神，在你精进用功去的时候，你是在七宝莲池的那个七宝莲花里面，是莲花化身，花开就见佛，就很快可以修行。所以不同的修行层次会生长在六波净土不同的地方。
So, the lowest level of the low grade, that's when those people, where those people born in the embryonic state will go. And those people will actually be born in the peripheral area in the Pure Land.And they won't get to see the Buddha until 500 lives. What about the top grade? If you practice with diligence, then you will be in the top grade.
叫七宝池中的莲花，七宝莲花化身，而且花开见佛。
You will be born in the top grade, and you will be transformed.From the lotus, and you will be born in the place of the pond with seven jewels and all sorts of beautiful things.
这样大家知道了吗？所以你不要认为说我只要念十佛十声佛号就去了。第一个要信嘛，哈，要欢喜的去嘛，而且要欲去，而且你要真的要自力要念佛，真正的用功念佛。
Okay, now is it clear to you? So it's not that you chant 10 times you will go.You definitely have to chant with faith, and you definitely have to chant with desire, and also you have to do it yourself. You have to chant it yourself. It's not just the vows of the Buddha, and then you can get there.
知道了哈，好，那我再问一个问题，是不是所有的人念了十声佛号都可以去西方极乐世界？至少是下品下生，是这样子吗？
So let me pose another question. So all those people after, as long as you chant 10 times, and then you can get to the Pure Land. Is that so?
不是哈，你看他们这边讲说，唯除忤逆、毁谤正法，忤逆罪、毁谤正法，你是没办法去的。
So that's actually not so, because in the sutra, in the 18th vow, it says, excluded, however, are those who commit the five gravest offenses.And abuse the right dharma.
好，我想这个忤逆大家应该知道吧，就是所谓的出佛僧学嘛，杀父、杀母、杀阿罗汉、破和合身。
Okay, the five offenses are to kill your father, kill your mother, kill an arhat, and shed the Buddha's blood.
破和合身
，also break the harmony among the sangha.
这个是无间罪的了，好，对。
So these are the so-called the
忤逆重罪
the five gravest offenses.
这个是忤逆罪，他是没办法去的。再来还有一个是什么？毁谤正法，他对佛法不相信，而且毁谤正法，那这样的话也还没办法去，因为他根本不相信，而且还说那是假的，那是根本去不了的。
So.Those who committed the five grave offenses cannot go. And other than those people, the people who abuse the Buddha, Buddha Dharma cannot go either.
好，所以十八愿这样大家清楚吗？十八愿大家都很清楚，这个是佛的本愿哦，他的本愿就是这个第十八愿，很清楚。
So vow 18 is the fundamental.The most important vow of the Buddha, and I hope it is clear to all of you right now.
好，假如清楚的话，我们往下看第十九个愿。
Let's go to vow 19.
好，十九个愿讲说，设我得佛，十方众生要发菩提心，修诸功德，自心发愿，欲生我国，临寿终时，假令不与时，不与大众围绕，现其人前者，不取正觉。这就是来接引的愿。
So vow 19 says, if when I attain Buddhahood, sentient beings in the lands of the 10 quarters who awaken aspiration for enlightenment, do various meritorious deeds, and sincerely desire to be born in my land, should not, at their death, see me appear before them, surrounded by multitude of sages, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. This is the vow of receiving and welcoming by the Buddha at death.
这个愿的重点在哪里? 就是要发菩提心。 发菩提心, 要修功德, 要发愿,
so the focus, the center part of this vow is you need to initiate the Buddha mind and you need to do meritorious deeds and you need to desire to be born.
这个愿是没有提到要念佛, 但是你要发菩提心。 最后的时候会怎么样? 他说这个阿弥陀会在诸圣众的一起
So this vow doesn't mention about chanting the Buddha's name. Instead, it says you need to initiate the Buddha mind. So at your death, then the Buddha will appear with a multitude of sages to receive you, to welcome you.
所以这个愿跟十八愿不太相同哈。好。So
this is a little bit different from vow 18.
好,接着我们看第20个愿。
Let's look at vow 20.
是我得佛十方众生,闻我名号,系念我国,执诸德本,自心回向,欲生我国,不果随者不取正觉。这个叫做,就是闻名系念,一定生,一定能够到那边,一定定生愿,闻名系念定生愿。
Okay, vow 20 says, if when I attain Buddhahood, sentient beings in the lands of the ten quarters, who having heard my name, concentrate their thoughts on my land, plant roots of virtue, and sincerely transfer their merits towards my land with a desire to be born there, should not eventually fulfill their aspiration, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. This vow is called concentrate your thoughts and then definitely reborn in the pure land.
这个愿在讲什么? 就是说你十方的一切众生呢, 你凡是听过我的名号, 你只要听过释迦牟尼佛, 这个名号, 但是你细念, 想要去, 专心细念, 要去我的清净国土, 而且你种植一切善根, 一切善德福德因缘, 而且自心回向发愿, 要去我的佛国净土的时候, 也可以去。
This vow says, as long as you ever heard the Buddha's name, and you want to get close to the Buddha land, and you also plant meritorious deed, and you also transfer all the merits, and then you can go to the pure land.
你们听过三十系列吗?
Have you ever heard of concentrating your mind at three different periods of time?
有吗? 我们有在办30系列, 就是在念这个东西。
So,
系念。
We do have the Dharma gathering of concentrating your thoughts at three different times. And what it means by concentrating your thought, we actually practice that in that special Dharma gathering.
所以18、19、20这三个愿就是一般我们认为我们只要在十方世界或者娑婆世界你叫念佛的名号发愿要去其实就是根据这三个愿那有不同的level去你可以念佛的名号 或是你听到佛的名号,但是发心, 或是发菩提心,或是发愿要去的心, 而且呢,细念, 而且植诸善本, 等等等等这样的方式, 都可以去西方极乐世界。
So, from vows 18 to 20, it actually says that as long as you chant the Buddha's name, as long as you make the vow to go to the pure land, or even if you just hear the Buddha's name, then after that you aspire, you make vows. And also when you make vows, you concentrate your mind. And at the same time, you plant meritorious deeds, and then you will go to the pure land.
我要问菩萨们, 平常你们在念佛, 你们在想要去西方极乐世界, 你是用哪一个愿, 根据哪一个愿要去?
So, let me ask you, when you chant the Buddha's name, which vow did you think about that, hey, because of that vow, I make determination that I will go to the Pure Land?
好，是根据第十八个愿的举手。
Those who follow vow 18, raise your hand. Concentrate your mind on vow 18.
哦，好，太好了，放下。第十九愿。
Those who think of vow 19, raise your hand.
好，那第二十个愿呢？
What about
听过的，但是我也发现要去。好，太好了。
You heard the name and then I'll go.
好，太好。所以这三个愿大家一定要看清楚。很多人就你只要十声念佛就去了。不是这样子的，你真的看佛的愿，他当初发的愿不是这样子哦，他就告诉你，你真的想去哦，你要发愿要去哦，而且你要发菩提心呢，要在，其实就是说你在娑婆世界要有一点点基本的一些你要做的，那是叫自力的部分，那你可以靠我的力，靠我的愿力去，所以这个部分你自己要去培植你的资德、福德跟资粮的。
So, it is very important, that always remember it's not just by chanting the Buddha's name 10 times, then you're going to go to the Pure Land. When we are still in the Saha world, not only we should rely on the Buddha's vows, we should also rely on the vow that we make ourselves. What kind of vows? The vows that we definitely want to go, the vows that we are going to initiate the Bodhi mind.
所以你还会认为念佛法门是老菩萨们 的事情吗？会吗？你们还会认为这样想吗？
So, do you still think chanting the Buddha's name is actually something done by the old folks?
不是吧？不是。
No.
它不是这样子。你发现，你看这佛的愿是这么的大，而且你要自己要靠要自力跟他力并行才能够去的，不是随便念念佛就去的，不是这样子的。
So, chanting the Buddha's name is not just done by old people. Just look at the vows made by the Buddha. It is so grand. And also, if we definitely want to go to the Pure Land, we need to rely on both the Buddha's vow and also the vows made by ourselves.
我想我今天讲一讲会把你们很多的观念要理清，理清对这种净土的那种不清楚，他们觉得就是一般人只是信而已。他不是那个养性的 level， 他是生忍生性的 level。对佛法、对佛菩萨的愿是生性，叫忍，忍耐这个忍叫生性，生性不已的生性。
I hope what I just talked about helped you to clarify some of the thoughts about some of your thoughts about the 48 vows. Well, the faith we talk about is not just the shallow faith; it's actually concentrated and also deep faith about the Buddha land, and it is what we call in the Dharma it's called the deep faith.
所以我要跟大家讲说，你每天念佛，最后一定要跟佛菩萨讲说，阿弥陀佛，我一定要去的，我是一定要去你佛国净土，要跟他每天就扛病子这个事情，我是一定要去你西方极乐世界的。
So every day, at the end of the day, I urge you to talk to the Buddha, to tell the Buddha that I deeply believe in whatever you said, and I deeply make the vow that I want to go. I desire to go to the Pure Land.
好，下面我还在跟你们讲更多更多的好处哈。不过我要回来跟大家分析一下这四十八愿。
Okay, before I tell you more of the good parts of believing in all these vows, I want to make further analysis of these 48 vows.
我在跟我跟那个行路菩萨在讲说讲这个四十八愿的时候，我说我把它 career 分成几类，在几类，他几类，他在笑。他说法师，他说大概就是我们以前都是做研究的，很习惯把它分类，分得很清楚，你就会知道哈，那个观念非常的清楚。
I talked to my translator this morning about categorizing these vows into several parts, and she smiled because as a researcher, I tend to try to build a framework and try to put things in groups so I can get clear understanding of it.
Okay, 好，我们看，从第一个愿一直到第十一个愿。
So from vow 1 to vow 11.
你看到齁、哦、第一个愿，因为第一个愿已经clear反说去我的活佛净土里面没有这个下三途嘛，就是也没有包括没有阿修罗嘛，所以他一定是佛菩萨圆觉声闻天人嘛，就是这个六种对吧、哦、
So vow 1 says that in that land there's no evil realm and there's no asura also. So in that land there are Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Stravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas and human beings and Devas.
Yes. 好，所以你看从第二个愿到第十一个愿全部都是在描述在我的国土里面的天跟人的状况，看到吗？
So from vow 2 to vow 11 they all describe how the Buddhas and human beings will be in the Pure Land.
Human 跟 Devas.
Human and Devas.
Devas.、
Right.
OK. 好，那当然跳过十二十三，我们刚刚讲那是佛的法身愿嘛，哈。看第十四个愿，十四个愿，这个愿是唯一在四十八愿唯一一个愿谈到所谓声闻缘觉的愿。
So about 12 and 13 deal with Dharmakaya.And vow 14 is the only vow talks about Stravaka Buddhas.
好，然后再来我们看第十五，哎，十五、十六愿，十五、十六，然后呢，还有二十一，二十一，好，然后再二十七，跟三十八、三十九，这几个愿也谈到国中的天跟人。
Okay, vow 15, 16, 21st, 27, 38, and 39. All of them also talk about the devas and human beings in the Pure Land.
好，这是属于一类的，谈到我国中里面的天跟人。
So all the vows I just mentioned belong to one category. It talks about the humans and devas.In the Pure Land.
好，从十八的第十八个愿，十八、十九、二十，好，降不到三十三、三十四、三十五、三十七、三十七到三十七，这是讲十方世界的，十方世界的天跟人。
So vows 18.19, 20, 33, 34, 35, 37. It talks about the 10 directions.
所以这一类谈到天人的这两类，包括我的国中，包括十方国中的一切的这个天人这样的愿，总共有24个愿。
So the first two categories, altogether there are 24 vows. It talks about human beings and devas and also...Ten directions.
好，那下面我们还有另外一类，就是菩萨嘛，佛菩萨嘛，好，那那一类呢，就是其他的，像二十三、二十四、二五、二六、二八、二九、三十四、十、四十六，这是讲说我国中里面的菩萨的状态。
Okay, the third category are vows 23, 24, 25, 29, 28, 30.40 and 46. It talks about the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and in the Pure Land.
那其余的像22啊、36、41、43、44、45、47、48，这是讲他方的诸佛菩萨的愿。
Okay, and all the others, the vows 22, 36, 41, 43, 45, 47, and 48. It talks about.The Bodhisattvas and all the other lands.
所以大概我们就把它分成就是这六类的众生，大概分成这几个部分：有我国中的天人、声闻缘觉跟菩萨的状态，还有他方国土的天人的，还有佛菩萨的状态。
So roughly speaking, there are categories. The first one is devas and human beings in the Pure Land.And also the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the Pure Land. and also Skravakas in the Pure Land, and also the Bodhisattvas in all the other directions.
所以大家可以看到，这四十八个愿呢，它就是不是一次发的愿，是一个一个一个愿加上去的，所以它的愿就会跳来跳去，跳来跳去。大家可以看出来吗？发愿是这样子发，一次发一个愿，一个愿，一个愿，一个愿上去的。
So, I think by looking at the vows this way will make us realize that, the Buddha doesn't really make the 48 vows all at once. It's actually one vow after another. That's why we'll have different kinds of vows in all different stages.
我是这样子，我怕是我这样我分析没有把你们搞乱，应该帮你们更清楚才对。
I hope by analyzing this way, I hope that I didn't confuse you, and I sincerely hope that this actually clarified some thoughts of yours.
你们有更清楚吗？还是更迷糊了？
Are you clearer or more confused?
Okay, 好。那这样子的话，我们就回来再讲。我们刚刚已经把十八、十九、二十愿讲完之后呢，我们要接着讲上个礼拜讲下去的。
So we finished talking about vows 18, 19, and 20, and let's continue with the vows.
好，上礼拜我们讲了那个六神通哈，我们今天把那个六神通再稍微讲深入一点点。
Okay, last week we talked about the six different kinds of supernatural powers, and I would like to go a little bit deeper with those powers.
好，我们看第五个愿，第五个愿叫做宿命愿。
So let's take a look at vow 5. It is the vow that remember all previous lives.
好，这个六个神通呢，全部都是因为跟智慧相应，所以称为所谓智通愿，智慧而通达的愿，智通愿。所以比如说宿命智通愿。
Okay, all these six vows actually have something to do with wisdom. That's why it is called achievement through wisdom. The vows of achievement through wisdom.
一般的凡夫众生哈，他的神通可以是修行而得来，或是另外一种叫暴通，就是鬼通、小鬼通，就是有那个不同的众生来告诉你的方式。像很多算命的人，那就是有一种暴通。那有的人可以透过修行而修得的。
So, how do people get these vows? Some people get these vows through. How do people get these supernatural powers? Some people get this kind of power through practice. After they practice, and then certain kind of spirits will come to inform them of certain things, the fortune tellers.
好，我不晓得大家有没有人在诵那个《法华经》，有没有人诵《法华经》
？Anybody recite the sutra of
Lotus?
Recite the Lotus Sutra?
有没有人诵《法华经》？没有哈，《法华经》里面有一品叫做《妙庄严王本事品》。妙庄严王是一个国王嘛，哈，他本身是一个婆罗门，他是我们称为什么的外道。但是他有两个儿子，这两个儿子叫做叫做净藏净眼，两个王子，你们想可能听过对不对？净藏净眼他们听到有一尊佛在说法华经的时候，就想去听了，然后就跟妈妈讲说，我们要去听经。妈妈就跟他讲说，你要渡你的父亲这个王，渡他，这个就是渡这个王去听妙庄严王，渡让他去听。他说那怎么渡他呢？说这两个儿子就开始现神通了，现神通身跳到七高楼处，跳到非常高的地方，然后上身出水，下身出火，下身出水，身上出火，用各种神通变化。这种神通就是因为这两尊菩萨妙净藏净眼菩萨累生累劫都是修行人，所以他那个神通是修得的。我只是描述他是修得的。
Okay, in the Lotus Sutra, there's a special chapter talk about magnificent king, and he has two princes. And these two princes would like to go to hear the Buddha, to spread Buddha Dhamma. Then their mom asked them, you know, so you want to deliver the king by listening to the sutra? And actually those two princes were able to demonstrate some kind of supernatural power by jumping really high and go deep into the water and go deep into the fire. And how can they have that kind of super... Oh, actually, the upper body is in the water and the bottom...
不是你的 water.
Oh, okay. The upper body, there's water coming out of the upper body and the fire comes out of the lower body.
Yeah, 不是上身出水,下身出火,对,它是现神通。
So they demonstrated the supernatural power.
你就看,这个是不可思议的现象,连我们都讲都讲不清楚,你知道吗? 是真的很难描述它的。
This is so inconceivable, that's why we have problems trying to describing them to you.
对,因为这两个净藏经,这两尊菩萨,这两个王子,他们是累生累劫,已经礼拜过非常多的佛, 而且恭敬顶礼非常多的佛, 所以他们修行时代有这样的神通的。
Okay. How can these two princes possess that kind of supernatural power? Is really because through several kalpas, and these two princes worship the Buddhas and prostrate to the Buddhas and also practice. So they actually got this power through practice.
所以大家知道说,这是要修行的,看像我们这个众生, 烦恼那么多,你怎么修行,你怎么修得有神通,要修多少时候?可是你看,你只要一去到西方极乐世界,马上就有宿命通,多好。So,
this kind of power is gained through practice. So let's look at us. We are full of sufferings and vexations. How much time is it going to take for us to possess this kind of supernatural power? But once you get to the Pure Land, as long as you get there, you will have this kind of supernatural power.
我要问这个神通怎么来?
And how does this kind of supernatural power come by?
这是佛菩萨的愿力的, 他的愿性的。
Through the Buddha's vows.
这个就是宿命通。好,我们讲第六个, 叫天眼通。天眼通就是说,你到我国之后, 你至少,他说最不好的, 你这个,他一定有天眼, 这个天眼至少可以看到百千万亿挪有他诸古, 诸佛国, 你看到那个不可思议的现象, 所以你到西方极乐世界, 你就有天眼通。
So, vow six is the vow of divine eye of seeing. So even the people with the lowest ability will be able to see 100,000 kodas of Nayutas of Buddha lands. So as soon as you get there, as soon as people get there, they will have this kind of power.
在《金刚经》里面讲说,有五眼,你们有没有听过?有肉眼,有天眼,有慧眼,有法眼。
So five different kind of eyes are mentioned in the Diamond Sutra. The human eye, the divine eye, the eye of insight or wisdom eye. And the fourth one is the Dharma eye. The fifth one is the Buddha eye.
佛有这五眼,那我问,凡夫众生有没有这五眼?
So the Buddha has possessed these five kinds of eyes. What about us, ordinary sentient beings? What do we have?
有没有?
Do you have?
我们都是被烦恼遮住了。不然的话,修行它可以修得嘛,一定有这样的本能的。
Actually, this kind of power in us is actually covered by our vexations and defilement. As long as we practice, this kind of cover will be removed and we will have the divine eye.
所以要发愿要成佛啊,什么都会有了,齁。So
let's make a vow to be a Buddha. Then you can have everything.
好,所以这是天眼齁。好,我们看第七个愿是天耳通。The
seventh vow is the vow of divine ears.
他说你到西方极乐世界之后呢,你最少能够听到百千万亿挪有他诸佛的国,诸佛国在说法, 这佛说法的时候呢,不只是听到,而你能够吸,而且能够受持。 很远很远的佛在说法的时候，你听到之后，而且心会信受受持。
Okay, this vow enables you to hear 100,000 kilometers of Nayutas of Buddhas, to spread Buddha Dharma. And you not only will hear the Buddha Dharma, you will remember and uphold the Buddha Dharma you heard.
你看像现在齁，我们要不人在这里，耳朵在这里听得到，不然你上网透过音响。可是假如说我们在隔，我不要讲说，就是在台湾在说法，你现在真的听得到吗？我们都摇头欸。
So, let's use us as an example. We are here. Our physical form is here. Our ears are here. But after we hear the Buddha Dharma, after we hear the lecture, how much do we actually remember?
不是，我的意思是说，我们人在这个地方，耳朵在这个地方可以听到佛法，对不对？或是说我们在网络上透过音响，透过这样可以听到，可是在我们在这个地方就没有办法听到台湾在说的东西，只在同一个地球上我们都听不到了。
Okay, we're here, and if we try through the internet to listen to the Buddha Dharma in Taiwan, then we can do that. But
我们透过网络可以听到各个地方的，可是我们的耳朵，我们这个肉眼没有透过外界的工具，是听不到外面其他声音，对吗？
So through internet we can hear the Dharma spread it far away, but without the internet, just by using our physical ears, can we actually hear Buddha Dharma in Taiwan?
没有办法，对吗？是。
No way.
这就是凡夫众生，因为烦恼障太多。所以你的很多的这个五眼六根啊，全部都没有办法好好的功能。
It's all because we are sentient beings and we have so many vexations. So in that sense, our sense organs cannot put into very good function.
好，这是天耳通哈，就是我们只要升到西方极乐世界就有天耳通。
So this is the bow of divine ear.
好，第八个愿呢是所谓的他心通。他心通意思是说，你可以知道百千亿罗有他诸佛国者众生的心念，众生的心念。
So this is the vow of possessing the faculty of knowing the thoughts of others. Because of this vow, people there can understand the mind, can read the mind of all those living in 100,000 kodas of Nayutas of Buddha lands.
我们在这么近，你可不可以知道你隔壁人在想什么？
So we are very close to each other in this room. Can you actually detect what other people think?
甚至于你们结婚二十年的说，我都跟你结婚二十年，你还不懂得我的心吗？
And even more, after you are married to your spouse for 20 years,do you think you can truly understand what that person thinks?
可以吗？可以吗？
Do you think so?
对，不可以。
No.
是。可是为什么可以？主要是因为在佛国净土心很清净，心清净了就可以有这样的功能。
How come the people in the Pure Land can detect other people's mind? It is because their mind is very, very pure. Then they can do that.
在《金刚经》里面有一段话，我讲《金刚经》，因为你看它叫什么？是说佛告须菩提啊，他说：“尔所国土中所有众生若干种心，菩提就是佛经如来悉知，何以故？”他说：“如来说诸心皆为非心，所以者何？过去心不可得，现在心不可得，未来心不可得，因为这都是妄想心、妄事心。”《金刚经》讲说：“尔所国土中所有众生若干种心，菩提悉知。”
Okay, the Diamond Sutra says, many living beings there in all these Buddha lands, they have all different kinds of mentalities. Okay, and these different kinds of mentalities are not, in fact, different mentalities. That's why they are called different mentalities.So the Buddha said, the past mind cannot be grasped, Neither can the present mind or the future mind.
不好意思，因为我的资料太多，所以东一块西一块。我要赞叹行路菩萨，真的很不容易。我们要给他鼓鼓掌，真的很棒。是是是，谢谢他，他很辛苦在跟着法师，法师这个脉络是这样子。
I'm sorry.
不是不是，是我的问题。所以你在讲说，这个心能够了解，能够听懂这个，这是不容易，这一定很心眼清净。所以你真的有，假如说你有一阵子是禅修的时候，你就发现好像可以看到更多东西，可以了解更多东西，对吗？我想大家有参加禅修的，你一定有这样的经验。
So when our mind can actually detect, can actually understand, it is because our mind is clear. And those of you who did meditation in retreats, should most likely have this kind of experience.
好，再往下我们看第九个愿叫神足通，就是说到一念之间，你一念之间呢可以到百千万亿罗耶他诸佛国，一念之间就去了。
Okay, vow nine, is the vow of, magnificent or mysterious feat of traveling everywhere. So this vow enables people to travel anywhere in one instant. Any place you think about, you can just go there in one split second.
所以这个神足通呢，不是只有可以到任何地方，它包括什么？可以钻天入地，包括呢腾云驾雾、神出鬼没等等等等等等，包括点石成金，都属于这个愿。
So, this vow, says that you not only have the ability of traveling everywhere, you can actually, just go to the heaven, you can go, to the underground, and actually, you know, you, can, just appearing or disappearing like, spirits, who have supernatural power.
好，所以《阿弥陀经》里面讲一句话，大家可能记得，他说其度众生啊，常以清淡，各以因格，慎重妙花，供养他方十方国异国度，即以时时还到本国，范事精行。有这段吗？对，要是没有这个神足通，他没有办法在一时之顷到十方国度去供养佛，然后再回来，啊，这个就是他的神足通。
Okay, in the Amitabha Sutra, it says, the people of that land fill their baskets with exquisite flowers and go to make offerings to 100,000 kotas of Buddhas dwelling in the worlds of other directions. Then they return for their morning meal. This is the vow that says about the supernatural power of traveling.
所以这段就跟大家的经文连起来了，就主要是这样子。所以前面我们讲第五个宿命通、天眼通、天耳通、他心通、神足通，这五个通，这五个通是只要是你是天的天的话，天界的，你就有这五通。可是像我们讲第六个通叫做漏尽通，漏尽通呢，他一定要成佛才有办法有这个漏尽通。
OK, I hope what I did connectthe sutra and the vows together. So the first five vows, all the beings in the, heaven realm will possess all these five vows. For about the sixth vow is, the vow that, extinguish all the vexations.Only after the person attain Buddhahood can possess that kind of supernatural power.
所谓的漏，漏尽，就所谓的漏就是有烦恼。我们现在有没有烦恼啊？有啊。起心动念都是有烦恼的。
So what does it mean by, this word low? It means no vexation. Do we have vexations? Certainly we do.Every single thought that arises from us actually gives us lots of vexations.
你看第十个他怎么写，他说设我得佛，国中人天，若其想念， 贪忌生者不取正觉，就是你的念头里面有我，有我所，这就有贪着。那这样的话就是有烦恼啊，有我有我所就有烦恼。
Okay, vow 10 says, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should give rise to thoughts of self-attachment, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. So as long as in you, you still have the existence of the so-called self and what you possess. If you have that kind of two thoughts, then definitely you will have vexations.
所以我们讲这个六个神通呢，它除非你很有修行，在人道修到天道有，可是一般是不同意有的。所以只要到佛国，到西方极乐世界，这六神通马上具足，完全是佛的愿力达成的。
So speaking of these six supernatural powers, as long as you are a being in this world, it takes very, very deep practice in order to possess them. But as long as you are born in the Pure Land, the moment you are born there, you will have all of them.
好，所以我们讲完六神通之后，我们要赶快往下，我们讲第十一个愿。第十一个愿讲说，若我得佛呢，国中人天不住定居，必至灭度者不取正觉。
Vow 11 says, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not dwell in the definitely assured state and unfailingly reach nirvana, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
好，这边有个名词叫做定居，我们要解释这个什么叫定居。
So here there is the expression of dwell in the definitely assured state, and let's further explain that.
好，凡夫众生的这个定居分成三类，一类叫邪定居，邪定居意思说是邪见众生，他不信三宝，这个叫邪定居。
So for ordinary people, there are three different kinds of dwellings, and the first kind is the state that you dwell, the kind of the people believe in evil views.
不信三宝。
And they don't believe in the three jewels.
哦，这个叫邪定聚。那第二类呢，叫不定聚。不定聚，不定聚意思说，他遇到善缘的时候是往上，遇到恶缘的时候会往下堕，可能会堕到三途去的。
So the second kind is the kind of undecided. The people there, after they meet good environment, good people, then they're going to go upward. And there will be time that they will fall down into the lower grades.
这是第二。第三类呢，叫是定居，叫正定居，正端正的正，正定居，意思是说，只往上，只往上，不往后，不往退，所以只有往上的。
And the third kind dwells in the correct, the right, definitely assured state.And those people, that kind of people who have that kind of view will just go upward all the time.
所以这个愿讲说，你只要生在西方极乐世界，一定会住到所谓的定居的，这样就只会往前进，不会往后退。
And this vow says, as long as you are born in the pure land, then you will dwell in the definitely assured state, and you will only go upward. You will never fall back.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？你们听了，为什么？为什么佛这么清楚的讲说，去我在佛国境里面，你只会往上进，你只会一直往前进，不会往后退？为什么
？Why did the Buddha just say it so clearly that you, as long as you get to my land, you will only go upward, you will never fall back?
因为没有下三途众生，对不对？因为你要去西方极乐世界，一定是十善念，对不对？我们讲说是修十善才能够去的，你所有的都是善念去的。而且众生都是善念，那个环境就是一个正向的环境，只有往上，所以就回到我们刚刚第一个愿就连接在一起了。
So, it's because in the pure land there is no the so-called three evil realms, and also everybody there will only do the 10 good deeds. So you will be born in a place with only the right views, and this connects us with vow one.
好，所以这个愿我们讲到这个地方之后呢，十二、十三愿我们已经讲过了嘛，哈。现在我们第十四个愿，十四个愿我们先讲一下，十四个愿讲到声闻卷。
So, vow 12 and 13 we already talked about. They are the vows of the infinite light and life. And let's go to vow 14. It talks about Skravakas.
这边是谈到说，在我的国中里面呢，这个声闻是无数的多。他说，是我得火国中声闻，有能计量，乃至三千大千世界众生缘觉逾百千劫，悉共计较。知其数者不取正觉。
Vow 14 says, if when I attain Buddhahood, the number of the Sravakas in my land could be known, even if all the beings and Pratyeka Buddhas living in this universe of 1,000,000,000 worlds should count them during 100,000 kalpas, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
意思是说，在我的国中里面，这个声闻啊，声闻的数目是没有办法计量的，甚至于三千大千世界的一切众生，他们都修行到圆觉，这样的话，就所有众生都变成圆觉，他们修行都成为圆觉的时候，或是活或是声闻的时候，成出家相的时候，他们比较有神通，他可以算，他容易算，可以算百千万亿劫去算有多少人，也都算不尽。表示在我国中里面的这个声闻人数是无限无限的多，这叫声闻无数愿。
So this vow is called the numberless Sravakas. It actually says that there are many, many, many Sravakas in my land. Even all the sentient beings who have practiced to reach the Pratyeka Buddha's level.Even all of them spend tons of time to count, they still count how many the Sravakas are in my land.
你会觉得说到法师，那声闻有什么了不起？你看啊，在法华会上啊，法华会上佛会给声闻受记耶。
So, what is so good about Sravakas? Let's go back to the Lotus Sutra. In the Lotus Sutra, theBuddha actually stamped his seal of approval to the Sravakas.
要是你们有念，你们有在念念佛华经的话，舍利佛啊，很目前年啊，很多很多的这些声闻，释迦牟尼佛都给他受记，他可以成佛。
So in the Lotus Sutra is actually the arhats like Shariputta and all those very famous arhats.The Buddha actually already stamped and made the record and foretold that they will become Buddhas.
所以至少声闻缘觉他们都是圣人嘛，修行圣人，对。
So at least the Sravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, they are all saints.
所以这个我们回到这边，在《阿弥陀经》有讲一句话，大家可以听，他说。彼佛有无量无边声闻弟子，皆阿罗汉，非是算数之所能知。诸菩萨众亦复如是。记得这句话吗？对，就是讲这个，讲这个愿。十四。
Okay. So there are an immeasurable and unlimited number of Sravaka disciples.And all of them are arhats, whose number cannot be reckoned by any means. That's what the sutra says.
好，这样可以连起来了吗？哈，好，往下我们看第十五个愿。十五个愿讲说，设我得佛，国中人天，寿命无能限量，除取本愿，修短自在。若不尔者，不取正觉。这个愿叫人天长寿愿。
So vow 15.If when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should have limited life spans, except when they wish to shorten them in accordance with their original vows, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. This is the vow of unlimited life for humans and devas.
你看到这个愿吗？佛就是无量寿，对不对？ 释迦阿弥陀是无量寿，可是生到这个量的天跟人寿命也是无能限量。
So in this vow, we know that other than the Buddha who has infinite life, all the humans and devas in the Pure Land will also have unlimited lifespans.
除非你发愿说我要还度娑婆，广度有情众生，你就再发愿回来，不然的话你就无量寿在那边修行。
Unless, for those people who made the vow that you will return back to the Straha world to deliver sentient beings, otherwise you will stay in the Pure Land to practice unlimited time.
可是我要问了吼，这个留学的时间有没有终止的时候？没有啊。
So, let me ask you, let me ask you.
我们就是去西方极乐世界想去留学嘛，哈，去佛国度去学习嘛，哈。我要问的，这个留学时间有没有终止的时间
？So whether there's actually an end to this period of studying abroad in Pure Land？
有没有？哎呀，当然是有啊，只是无限无限的长而已嘛，不可能没有终止的、啊。
So, this actually, most likely, there's an end, even though it has unlimited years, infinite years, but somewhere, sometime, there's an end.
为什么这样讲？哎，难道阿弥陀佛他就一直成佛，就没有别尊佛可以成佛了吗
？So why can we say that? Okay, you know, just think, can Amitabha Buddha be the Buddha or attain perfect enlightenment all the time? So there's no chance for others to become, there's no seat for the Buddhas to acquire that kind of Buddha level?
有，只是这个时间很长，长到我们用我们这个凡夫的意识没有办法去测量那个时间，我们叫无量。
It's only because this time is just so long. So by using our human eyes, we can't really see the end of it. That's why it's infinite to human beings.
所以《阿弥陀经》里面讲说，因为舍利佛啊，彼佛寿命还有及其人民无量无边阿僧祇劫，故名阿弥陀。看到吗？所以意思是说，阿弥陀佛这个名字是因为他本身是无量寿，可是他的人天在他的国中也是无量寿。所以我们平常讲说阿弥陀佛就是讲无量光无量寿的意思。第十五个愿。
In the Amitabha Sutra, it says, the lives of the Buddha and people of his land last for immeasurable, unlimited, and incalculable kalpas. That's what's said in the sutra.
无量寿。
That's why the people there will have infinite life.
好，这是讲无量寿哈。所以这样的话，你看，你一般我们在不同在十方国度，你在修行的时候要三起百劫才有办法成佛，对不对？我们三大阿僧祇劫修什么？修六度波罗蜜嘛，对吗？百劫修相好，那所以才有办法成佛。可是你一到西方极乐世界，因为他修行时间很长，你可以在那边精进修行。所以你可以缩短你这个一生一生的时间，听懂了吗？听懂吗？又是一个难题了吗
？So, for the people in other kinds of lands, that kind of people are going to spend hundreds and thousands of kalpas in order to in order to be able to practice the six paramita, or in order to have very good appearance.
百劫相好，对。
Yeah, and
但是到西方极乐世界的时候，在那边直接修行。
But as soon as you get to the Pure Land, you will just directly go right into that kind of practice.
好，看好。所以。想去吗
？So do you want to go？
好，我们最后讲第十六个愿。来，十六个愿讲：设我得佛，国中人天，乃至闻有不善名者，不取正觉，就是无诸不善愿。
So number 16, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should ever hear of any wrongdoing, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. This is the vow of not hearing any wrongdoing.
因为在希望集的时候没有三恶道，对吗？在希望集都没有三恶道，所以连恶名都听不到。另外呢，在希望集一切都是好人，所以没有坏人，也没有恶名，而且没有这个恶念恶生种到你的八十天里面，所以这边全部都是往上进的，所以这个愿跟前面的愿就连在一起了。
It's purely because people in the Pure Land are all people with good roots. And also there's no three evil realms. And people only have good thoughts. So no evil thoughts will ever be planted in your sixth consciousness. That's why you will never hear of any wrongdoing.
为什么这个愿那么重要？ 我们常常讲说，一入耳根，永为道种。 你听过这句话吗？ 对，我们在八十天里面种了一个善的种子的时候，它发芽的时候就是一个善的东西。所以从耳根进去，这个是非常重要。所以为什么有这样的愿，听不到这个不好的东西？Why
is this vow so important? Because whatever that goes through our ear is going to plant a Dharma seed in us.
所以以后发芽就是一个善的果。
And after it's sprouted, and it's going to be a good result.
所以在《阿弥陀经》里面讲一句话说：“彼佛国度无三恶道，舍利弗啊，其佛国度尚无恶道之名，何况有时？”我想你们就听。So
it says in the sutra that even the names of the three evil realms do not exist there, how much less the realms themselves.
好，所以现在等于我们现在已经把16讲完，17、18、19、20，我们今天讲完，对吗？所以我们现在讲到20个愿了，讲了20愿了。
So we already covered vows 17, 18, 19, and 20.
所以呢，我现在要很快的讲21个愿，给我2分钟，我要讲21个愿。为什么21愿这么重要？你看21个愿，他讲说：“设我得佛，国中人天，不惜盛满32大人相者，不取正觉。”Now
21. If when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not all be endowed with the 32 physical characteristics of a great man. May I not attain perfect enlightenment?
你一升到西方极乐世界，就有32相，32大人相。你说法师，这32大人相是佛的相吗？
So,
是不是佛的相？
So as soon as you get to the Pure Land, you will have the 32 physical characteristics. Are they the characteristics of a Buddha?
是吗？ 不是。
No.
佛是无量的相，无尽的相，佛是无尽的相好，无尽就是不是被这个32数字先牵住，不是吗？这个32相是释迦牟尼佛在我们娑婆世界呈现出来给我们看的这个装好相，叫32相。意思是说，这当然就是释迦牟尼佛告诉我们说，你只要去那边用我们现在娑婆世界的想法程度，你会非常的相好庄严，这样大家懂吗？意思是这样。
So actually, it's not that the Buddha has 32 characteristics. The Buddha actually has unlimited characteristics of the good features. It is only because Shakyamuni Buddha, when he was in this world, he demonstrated all those 32 characteristics. And that it's his expedient way to teach us that as long as you get to the Pure Land, you will have those characteristics.
好，我要把今天所做个总结哈。我们前面在讲，我们开始讲，就说升到西方极乐世界的时候，第一个它没有三恶道，所以这边只有人跟天。所以人天的话，你会有32大人相，深金色，对吗？大家都长都一样，因为是32双人相嘛。然后你会有6神通，然后你会不退转，而且是长寿。 然后呢，听不到恶的名字，这是一个很好修行的地方，听懂吗？
So, 是的。
So let me summarize whatever I said today. So as long as you get to the pure land, and in that land there will be no three evil realms, and people will display 32 characteristics, and people there will be of the gold color. Okay, and people will have the 6 supernatural powers, and people will never regress, and people will have infinite life, and people won't hear the evil things.
这二十个愿会不会引发你要去西方极乐世界？会吗？
Will these 20 vows attract you to go to the pure land?
会吗？会。好，我们一起来合掌，我们念十声佛号，哈。
Okay. Let's join your hands and chant 10 times.
我们念南无阿弥陀佛，念十声哈。南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。好，你发个愿，告诉佛说，我是一定要去西方极乐世界的。
Let's make a vow. Tell the Buddha, I will go to the pure land.
好，谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。
Thank you. 阿弥陀佛。